We meet again, pretty girl. Easy, sweetheart. Drinks are made to be drunk, not inhaled. But sorry for startling you, though. Stop looking around, honey. Even if you do know what I look like now, you won't see me unless I want you to. And I don't. Not yet. Well, believe it or not, pretty girl, but finding you here was a complete coincidence. I've just finished a long week at work, gotten my paycheck, and I felt like unwinding with a little drinking and dancing. And who should I find as I walk in the door of one of my favorite clubs, leaning against the bar with a drink in her hand and the most sinful little red dress hugging her prim little body? Of course I had to say hello. So... Hello, pretty girl. Oh, it looks like that left a lasting impression, didn't it? Or is it just the heat of the room and the alcohol making your face all red and your eyes all shining? You're squirming, sweetheart. Something on your mind? Again with the language. One would think you don't appreciate mind reader humor. I know exactly what you are thinking, of course. You're remembering, just like I am, to that train ride and how I made you feel. And afterwards, oh, I remember that too. Dance with me, pretty girl. Stop with the excuses, set down your drink, and just let the hand at the back of your waist lead you out onto the floor. I've got you, sweetheart. Submit to me again. Dance for me. There you go. Just relax and sway with the music. Feel my hands on your hips, rocking you to the beat. Such a good girl. So sweet for me. Could almost make one forget what a little slut you can be. Oh, there's that blush again. Relax, pretty girl. I like it when you're a slut. I like it when you're panting and wet and begging for me to fuck you. I also like it when you're quiet and meek and hiding your depravity behind a pair of silver earbuds. I quite like you, pretty girl. Did you not notice? And I especially like it when your begging turns demanding, no longer willing to wait, but intent on just taking. Careful, sweetheart. Don't stumble. These heels aren't the sensible pumps or flats I'm used to seeing you in. But oh, they do make your legs and ass look absolutely mouth-watering with that dress. And it's... Oh, fuck. I didn't notice while you were leaning on the bar. It's completely backless. Fuck. Your skin looks so soft, pretty girl. And is that... It is. It seems you haven't fully healed up from the last time we danced, Those bricks really did a number on you. And I'd be surprised if you even noticed at the time. You were having such fun. Don't tense up on me, honey. Deep breaths now. Deep breaths. It's okay. Feel my hands stroking up and down your arms. Stroking the back of your neck. Just keep dancing, pretty girl. Show me how this gorgeous body moves. I'll even say please if you like. Good girl. But I am truly sorry for the scratches on your back, sweetheart. They're mostly faded by now. But I can't help but shiver when I think about how those marks came to be on your beautifully soft skin. Do you remember? Yeah, apparently so. You're remembering it, aren't you? How you were so docile and polite as I helped you off the train. I know you knew who I was. I felt it in your mind. That spike of recognition. And arousal. You just come hard enough to make your legs tremble. But at the sound of my voice, you were ready and eager for more. But you gave no indication as we stepped out on the street. Truly impressive poker face, sweetheart. Anyone watching us pass would have no idea that once we turned a few corners, you would grab me by the collar of my shirt, shove me into a dingy alley, and command me to kiss you. Stop stumbling, pretty girl. We went over this last time. You don't want to draw attention to yourself. Oh, you think that one was my fault? What with me slipping my hand down the minuscule back of your dress to cup your arm? Well, you wouldn't be wrong. I can't help it. But I grabbed your ass too, on that day, do you remember? As you wrapped your thigh around my hip and almost climbed up my body to lock your lips with mine. Such a desperate little slut you were, biting at my lips and sucking on my tongue, muffling your whimpers with my mouth. And you tasted so good, pretty girl. You weren't the only one who couldn't get enough. Your lips and tongue were so soft and bruised so nicely beneath my kisses. And the smell of you. You really did soak through your skirt. I wanted so badly to fall to my knees. Hike up that skirt around your hips, tear through your panties, and drink up every last drop of you. But you beat me to that one too, didn't you, sweetheart? The second you stopped kissing me, you shoved me against the far wall and dropped to your knees, scrabbling at my belt like an animal. Your little whimpers almost broke my heart. Poor little cum slut. It took me a fair bit of time to calm you down enough to get my trousers open and then get my cock out for you. You stopped dancing, honey. Is something wrong? Your mouth's falling open. Are you remembering how loudly you moaned when I traced the head of my cock over your lips, giving you a real taste of my pre-cum? I certainly hope that's what you're thinking about. Seeing as I'm doing it again, right in the middle of this dance floor. The warm head, the sticky pre-cum, the beat of my pulse. Just giving you the smallest taste, while actually enjoying a drink at the bar. And I'm watching you. Oh dear, you know better than to look for me, pretty girl. You'll see me when I'm ready for you to see me, and that's not yet. So, lick your lips, tell me thank you, and start dancing again. Move with the motion of my hands on your thighs, because I know you can feel them. Very good. And no, I'm not going to stop the sensation of my cock on your lips, so you better keep yourself from drooling, honey. And I found out very quickly that you're a sloppy sucker, aren't you? You very nearly made a mess of my trousers that day. Your mouth was so hot and wet around me, and your tongue, oh, like a little firebrand, teasing around the bottom of my cock. And you didn't even have to use your hands, did you, you little cock junkie? You took me all the way down and didn't even flinch. You just looked up at me with those delicious, tear-filled eyes and whined. Wanting, craving, needing more, and the feel of your throat swallowing around me. I am honestly surprised I didn't come right there and then. But my little cum dump needed something else, didn't she? She needed to be filled in a different hole, to be stretched wide and deep. So much that it hurt. Needed to be fucked. Right here. It's okay, I claim full responsibility for that stumble. Sliding my hand into your decidedly not so prim and proper lacy thong. But you can hardly expect me to be apologetic, having found you already so wet and desperate for me. All right, pretty girl, no more dancing. Let's find you a nice quiet corner where I can ravage you in plain sight again, hmm? Would you like that, my little slut? Would you like me to claim that delectable body as mine again, teasing out all of your fantasies and making them happen beneath layers of clothing? Yeah? Well, of course you do, cum slut. Of course you do. I understand. There we go. All nice and tucked away by the DJ booth. The music might be louder here, but you can still hear me perfectly, can't you? And I know you can feel my hands resting on the base of your throat and clenched in your hair, like they were when I pulled you off of my cock back in that alleyway. You were nearly insensate when I dragged you to your feet, cum drunk, and you hadn't even had a drop yet. You could hardly form words, but three were as clear as crystal as they dripped from your lips. Can you say them to me again, pretty girl? Say them out loud. No one can hear you over the music. Come on, say it. Say, please, fuck me. Now! Oh, that's a good little slut. Hearing those words from you again. I very nearly shattered my glass right now, I have to fucking admit. You test my control, pretty girl, but I know that I completely destroy yours. You turned into the neediest little bitch in heat when I slammed you against that alley wall, giving you the scratches and bruises that are now upon your back, and spread your legs wide over my shoulder. Fuck, your thighs were so slick. You were dripping almost to your knees, and the way you mewled as I started licking you up. Fuck! Yes, mewling just like that, in fact. Oh, sweet whore, did you miss the feeling of my tongue inside your soaked pussy? Or my lips wrapped around your clit? My hands gripping your thighs tight enough to bruise? I missed you too, cum slut. I miss the way your voice echoes in your mind, unable to censor the pleasure my projections give you. Drowning you in it. I miss the way you beg. Oh, the way you beg me to give you more, harder, faster. And I have certainly missed the sounds you make when you're screaming in pleasure while you come and trying to keep the rest of the world from knowing. So do that again for me, pretty girl. Come on my mouth so I can make you come on my cock. Drench yourself again for me. Soak this tiny little thong and this barely there dress with your pleasure. Scream for me. Writhe for me. Come for me. Come. Now. 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 Oh no, cum dump. I'm not fucking stopping. I don't care how much you whimper. You came on my mouth like a good little slut, and now you're gonna come on my cock. Just like the last time. I licked you clean, and then, keeping your legs on my shoulders, I stood and slammed right into you, holding my hand over your mouth to muffle your screaming. Oh, you even bit me, you little bitch, trying to keep quiet. You don't have my hand this time, cock whore. You might even have to use your own. Or you could just wail out loud and hope the music's loud enough to cover your slutty sounds. Deep breath now, sweet whore. No matter how wet you are, I'm always gonna be a tight fit. I think it's just the way I was made. Fuck! How you spasmed around me after that first thrust. The way your whole body shuddered. Just like that. God damn it. You look so fucking good, pretty girl. Shining with sweat. Your hair all mussed. Your cheeks are flushed. And your legs are trembling. So fucking hungry for my cock. And unable to hide it. And the way your mouth falls open when I start slamming in and out of you. How you push even higher up on your toes, like you can actually feel my hips crashing into you. Don't forget, you weren't the only one who was left with bruises that day, you little cum slut. Your eyes are starting to roll back. Are you going to come again, pretty girl? Are you going to clench and tremble and squirt all over my cock? Because you'd fucking better. You'd better be a good little whore and give me what I want. Just like last time. Fuck. The feeling of you shuddering in my arms and clamping down on me like you never wanted me to leave the wet heat of your cunt. I still wake up rock hard every night dreaming about it. And I know you've dreamed of me too, cockslap. You've dreamed and fucked yourself, remembering how I felt inside your mind. And how I felt inside your body. You can't forget me, just like I can't forget you. You drive me fucking crazy. Almost makes me wish I could hate you, pretty girl. But all I really want to do is ravage you, and claim you, destroy you, fuck you. So I will. I'll fuck you on the corner of the dance floor, in a crowded club, sipping my drink while you come on my cock. Because we both know that's what you really want. You want to be a good slut for me again, and you want to come all over yourself because it feels like I'm touching you. And it feels like I'm fucking you. And nobody else knows. It's our little secret. And it's time you did that for me now. You little fucking whore. It's time for you to come again. To clench and squirt and drip all the way down to your fucking slutty heels. So do it. Feel my hand on your throat. And my cock pounding your cunt. And come for me again. Don't stifle yourself. Don't cover your mouth. Throw your head back, scream, and come for me. Do it, slut. Fucking come. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, pretty girl. You never disappoint. I heard you. Even on the other side of the club. Being such a good slut for me. Oh, fuck. Your purse is now a little bit to the left. And there's a back door just down the hall behind you. I want you to leave now. And once you get outside, take out the slip of paper in the front zipped pocket of your purse. Come to the address written on it. Let yourself in, and leave your heels and underwear at the door. See you again soon, pretty girl.